Stacey and Chase Fu, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. East Coast Radio.
Hello, Michaela. It's Sherry here. I just wanted to send you so much love and support, my friend. And lots of love to Mark. And we're all staying positive that this is going to come right. And we're all praying. And just know that we are all behind you and we all love you so much. And we will come out of this. And just sending you guys lots and lots and lots of love.
Hi, East Coast Radio. This message is for Kayla and Mike. Honestly, I'm at a loss for words and pray God takes full control of their situation. And we are praying for them and we pray that Mike has a speedy recovery. God bless you and your family.
Good afternoon, guys. Stacey and Spo. You're speaking to Tommy Shosey from Chelimnyama. But I'm deeply touched by the story of Mike because I've been working in Hillcrest for like 6 years now, so who knows, I might know the guy, I might not know him, but it doesn't matter. All I'm saying is it's always sad to hear such news to the people living closer to us, to the community of ours. So I'd like to send some love and some prayers to the family of Mike and his girlfriend, and I call all the Upper Highway area people to take maybe just 2 minutes or so just to put Mike on your prayers, please. It's gonna be okay. Mike will be amongst us very soon. He'll be back in action. He'll be back on what he does. So the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not fear. Thanks, guys.
Good afternoon, East Coast Radio. I just want to say to her, please be strong. There is a God out there. There is God, Kayla, there is God. I was in the hospital for 9 whole days. I was pregnant and then I had C-sections. Then my baby was dead and I had to go through those 9 days without breathing, without blood. They had to put me blood. I had to go through a lot and seeing that scar on my body, on my tummy. But right now I'm alive. And I just thank God that everything happened, but I'm alive. There is a time that things happen that we cannot control. And it hurt our hearts, but I know that there is a God. Keep praying. He's going to be fine. He's going to be out of that coma. He's going to be fine. Just thank God that he's there. There will be progress. Keep praying. Keep praying. He's going to be fine.
Hi guys, it's Coast. This is Zuko. I'm at Tumzi Mkulu. Just want to say to, first of all, thanks for stressing it out, but it doesn't have to be someone you know so that you can feel for a person who understand their pain. So thank you for putting this out on air. So to Kayla and the Van Rooyen family and everybody involved, we're just going to say that we hope he recovers and we're going to be with you guys in the prayers. So, Kayla, we will be with you, okay? Enjoy the day.
Hi, Kayla. It's Zarina here. I just would like to let you know that I'm going to be keeping you guys in my prayers, in my thoughts. We wish him a speedy recovery and he will come out from the coma. Just keep on praying. That's all I can tell you to do. God is listening. He will answer your prayers.
Hey, Kayla and the Van Rooyen family, just want to let you know that our thoughts and our hearts and prayers are going out to you and the rest of your family. We have been through this and we know what you're going through. All I can say is just stay close to God. Prayers are powerful. Mark, you have a very special lady sitting by your bedside day and night praying for you. Open up your eyes, Mark. Open up your eyes so that you can make the proposal to that special lady. God be with the family.
Hi, Kayla. My name is Chrissy, and I just want to tell you, as God is the God of the mountains and is God of the valley, God will always guide you and protect you. Therefore, I pray to God today, and I ask Him to protect you guys with the blood of Jesus Christ. Today, I pray for Mike, that God will bring him out of this, and that one day he will have your happy future that you need. But always hold on to the faith of God, that He made promises in His in His word for us, and God never, never breaks a promise. So if you ask and you believe, know that God will survive, support and supply. Therefore, I pray for Mike today, and I ask you, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, please, please, your blood and your protection. And I pray to you, God, that you will bring him out of this coma and bring him back to his loved ones and to Kayla. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Good day, East Coast Radio, and good day, everybody that knows and loves Mike. We're thinking about you. We're praying for you. Mike, get better. Your family is there for you. We are all rooting for you.
Hi, Kayla. This is Nolene. Please do not lose faith. Your loved one is going to be just fine. We all are praying for him and for you and your family. In 2001, I was in the same situation. I was in a coma for 3 weeks. Actually, everybody lost hope. But someone out there's prayers was answered, and I recovered. And I'm married today with 2 kids. Just don't lose hope. Your loved one is going to be just fine. Keep the faith. Lots of love to you. Take care.
Hi, Musa here. What I can say is that things will get back to normal. He will get his life back. You'll have those happy moments again together. Be strong.
Good day, East Coast Radio, and good day, everybody that knows and loves Mike. We're thinking about you. We're praying for you. Mike, get better. Your family is there for you. We are all rooting for you.
Stacey and Chase Boo, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. East Coast Radio.